Hi, Kitty Wink listeners.
I'm Lindsay.
And I'm Juliana. Glad you're all here for a story time.
Okay, open-hearted, playful, and intelligent listeners, this is episode number 14.
Whoop.
This story highlights the number 14 and the letter N.
Thanks for listening and being part of the Kitty Wink crew with us and our octopus pal, Ozzy. Are we ready to guess the animal in this story?
Yes, let's go.
Okay, here are your three clues. Number one, this animal is a small bird.
I feel like most birds are pretty small. Okay.
No, not all. Number two, this bird is known for its singing. La, 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 la.
Okay.
I'm not known for my singing, so I shouldn't have done that. Number three, these birds mainly sing at nighttime, which might be part of their name.
Ooh, that feels like an important clue. Mm-hmm. Okay. Night. Listeners, what do you think it is? Is it a songbird?
Great guess. Close, but it has to start with N.
Is there
an N bird you can think of?
Oh, and you said night. Oh, is it a nightingale?
It's a nightingale. Yes, perfect. Let's see if we can find where the number 14 and the letter N shows up in this story. And we'll chat with our Kitty Wink guest after. So stick around.
I'm excited to learn more. Enjoy a Kitty Wink story from us. It's time to listen and then we'll discuss.
Yahoo! Let's go!
The notes were a family of nightingales. Nightingales are little brown birds known for their beautiful melodies. Unlike most birds that live up high in trees or on a perch, nightingales prefer to make their homes close to the ground, in shrubs, or in a nest made with dense vegetation.
Dense vegetation. Mm-hmm. Let's break that down a bit for our Kitty Winks. Dense is a word that means a lot of things close together. Vegetation is a fancy way of saying a bunch of plants found together covering the ground.
Thanks, Lindsay. Yes, nightingales live in shrubs or in an area with lots of leaves and grass close together, aka dense vegetation.
Mm-hmm.
The note family lived in a rather comfortable shrub close to the banks of the Thames River in Oxford, England. Mom, Nancy, and Dad, Nolan, adopted their three beautiful children, daughter, Nora, and sons, Nathan and Noah, a few years back, and loved every second of being their chosen parents.
Adoption is so wonderful. Having a chosen family really is such a beautiful thing.
Yeah, it's so special, right?
It is.
Mom was fabulous at flying, and Dad happened to be a beautiful jazz singer. He would take his kids on nighttime field trips to Oxford's hip swingin' jazz club, Lucky 14.
Ah, so fun.
The cool night air would carry the jazzy music to their birdie ears, and they would dance around, flapping to the rhythm and beat. Soon, jazz music became their passion as well.
Fun. Am I right about this, that only male nightingales have the gift of song?
Yes, correct. And they're known to sing only at night. Amazingly, they can produce over 1,000 sounds.
Wow, 1,000 sounds. That is a lot. So unfair, though, that the female nightingales can't sing.
I know, gosh.
And it's so cool and interesting that they sing during the night. Now it makes sense why the note kids were still awake to hear the nighttime music.
Yes, it does make sense. Nighttime field trips are usually not popular, right?
It's right. A daytime field trip. Not for us.
The music at Lucky 14 inspired the note children to start their very own jazz band.
Cool.
Nora would help compose the songs, and Noah and Nathan would sing. The note kids would play for hours together, working on their jazzy sounds and laughing a lot in the process. Being creative and having fun was what their band was all about.
Awesome.
When they heard about the music contest that was held annually on the banks of the Thames River on the last day of June, they immediately signed up, naming themselves the Trio Gales.
Oh, what a great name.
Yeah. The last day of June came rolling along. Night fell and the contest started. The note kids were surprised about how many bands entered. 13 bands to compete with.
Whoa, 13 bands to compete with?
Yeah.
So including the Trio Gales, that makes 14 musical acts altogether. How did the note kids do?
Sadly, they came in last. Ooh, womp womp. But they had fun playing and were the youngest performers by far.
Okay, so they should still be proud.
Yeah, and they chalked it up to a lack of experience and started to practice for the next year's contest. When the last day of June came rolling back around, the Note kids were ready and excited to play. But unfortunately, they ended up at the bottom again.
Oh.
This time, it didn't feel as easy to brush off. 2 years of being dead last was hard. Ever the optimist, Nora gave her brothers a birdie pep talk.
I know we came in last again, but we're much better than last year, and we still are the youngest contestants to compete. If we give it everything we've got this next year, I know we can place at the top.
That gave something for her brothers to think about. Nora was right. They were improving, and there was an entire year for them to come up with new music for the contest. Ready to start fresh again, the Note brothers hugged their sister, then their parents, and got back to making sweet, jazzy melodies.
Oh, good for them for not giving up.
Yeah, these Nightingales are resilient. But something was off this time around. Noah was second-guessing his abilities and never thought a song was good enough to add to their future song list for the concert.
Mm.
He was worried about not winning, worried about coming in last, worried his voice would stop working, worried.
That's a lot of worry.
Mm. Being creative and having fun was what their band was all about, but it seemed for Noah that having fun was replaced with anxiety and worry. He officially stopped enjoying the process of creating and singing. Something that used to bring him so much joy now felt stressful and scary.
Such a bummer.
So hard, right?
Mm-hmm.
That night, the kids shared their predicament with their parents. Both parents listened attentively as their children went back and forth on what to do about their band. Finally, Nancy shared a story with her family. Oh, when I was a little bird first starting to fly, I wasn't very good. No matter how hard I tried, I would start worrying about running into things or getting lost. And instead of focusing on flying, I would end up running into something or getting lost. Then one day, I came up with a tune to help me focus. Forget the rest, being present is best. I would clear my mind and put all of my attention into what was happening at that precise moment. And can you guess what happened?
You became the most graceful flyer to ever soar through the skies,
responded Nora. Ha ha ha. Well, I wouldn't go that far, but I would say I started to get better and better. Flying became fun and not stressful when I stopped thinking about the bad and simply focused on the present, reminisced Nancy.
Noah, maybe you can give this a try. In fact, we can all try it. Forget the rest, being present is best,
Nora sang. Noah told his family he would give it a try. Before their next practice and every practice that followed, Noah would huddle together with his brother and sister, putting their wings on each other's shoulders. They would close their eyes and sing,
Forget the rest, being present is best,
and would start their jazzy jam sessions. Soon, music seemed to flow again for Noah.
Oh, good. So his creativity didn't dry up after all.
It did not. Woof. Close one, right? And when a worry came in his head, he had a tool now to help him. He would pause and repeat his mother's, and now his, new mantra. Forget the rest, being present is best.
Forget the rest, being present is best. Oh man, I might have to start using that as well. Did the Note kids feel prepared this time around for the contest?
They did. Being present helped them focus on what they loved most, being creative and playing music, what it was all about, right?
Yeah.
The band was stronger than ever. The last day of June came around again, and the Note kids were ready to rock.
Let's go.
They sang their mantra right before getting on stage and had the most fun they've ever had performing. They were in the zone, or totally focused. When the scores were announced, the Note kids could not believe their ears. They came in fourth place.
Whoa, way to go. That's way better than 14th place.
Yeah, what a jump in the ranks, right?
Yeah.
It turns out being present really is best.
And that's the end.
Let's call a kitty wink.
Hi, kitty wink. Can you introduce yourself?
I can't. I'm four.
Do you want to tell us anything else about yourself?
Yeah. My favorite color is purple.
That is a beautiful color. I love the color purple.
And my favorite food is pizza.
Ooh. What do you like on your pizza?
Cheese.
Cheese, that's a good topping.
Nothing wrong with cheese. That's a great answer. Hi, Candy. We're so happy you're here. Thanks for being part of the crew.
Thank you.
Cam, we want to know, what was your favorite part of the story?
When they got it in first place.
Oh, at the end of the story, when they went from last place to fourth place?
Yeah.
That was so awesome. They're pretty resilient birds, weren't they?
Yeah.
They stuck to it and they kept practicing. And do you remember the song that they sang that they learned from their mom?
Mm-hmm.
Their
mom? Forget the rest, being present is best.
Forget the rest, being present is best. That is so great.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you for sharing that, Cam. And that's probably what they learned. I think we kind of touched on two of the things they learned, right? Did they learn to be present?
Yeah.
Do you understand what it means to be present?
No.
Is it like being a present, like a gift?
Yeah.
I mean, being present is sort of a gift, but being present in this case means like being in the moment and appreciating the moment that is happening right now and not thinking about the past or the future.
You know, when you do something that makes you really happy?
Yeah.
Maybe when you're making food with your cousins or playing with your mama and you're really focused on that activity, that's being present.
And then did they also learn to practice and be resilient and come back and try again?
Yeah.
Cam, what letter did the story focus on?
N.
It did. Did you notice that letter come up in the story at all?
Nightingale.
Exactly. Nightingale starts with N. Do you know any other words that start with N?
Nice.
Nice.
Nice word.
And my favorite N word is nighttime.
And my favorite word is nighttime too.
Good one. And then Cam, did you notice the number 14 in the story?
Yeah.
Where did you notice that number?
In the competition.
Where was it in the competition? I totally agree. It was definitely in the competition.
That 14th place.
14th place, right? Because how many groups were competing against each other?
14.
Exactly.
Oh. So 14th was the last place.
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually they came in fourth place, which was great.
Yeah, that's a huge jump. I'd be pretty happy with fourth place if I went from 14th to fourth, right?
Okay.
Okay, before wrapping up, Cam, we would love to play Would You Rather? Okay. Would you rather sing in the band or play an instrument in an orchestra?
Play in the orchestra.
Yeah. Ooh, what instrument would you want to play?
Guitar.
Oh my gosh, how cool. I used to play guitar. I love guitar.
And I have a Spider-Man guitar.
No way. That's awesome. And you can play it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cool. I think that I would probably have the same answer as you. I would probably want to play guitar in an orchestra with Cam. What about you, Jules?
I think I would like to be in the orchestra too. You guys are selling me on it. Orchestra sounds fun.
Mm-hmm. Pretty fun. I wonder, Kitty Wink listeners, what you guys chose. I'm sure you have great answers too. And then, Cam, do you have a would you rather for us and our listeners?
would you rather be a superhero or dino for Halloween?
That's a great question.
I love it. My son was a dinosaur last year, and I think I would choose superhero because I think that all parents are superheroes. So I think that's what I would choose for Halloween. What about you, Jules?
Yeah, that's great. I actually would love to be a superhero, and I don't know if you've seen The Incredibles, but I would like to be Frozone and have ice coming out of my hands.
So cool. Cam, what would your answer be? What would you rather be for Halloween?
A skeleton.
That's awesome.
Can you come to our house one day?
That'd be so fun.
You know, that would be a blast. The next time Lindsay and I are in New York, are you in New York?
Yeah. Long Island.
Long Island. Well, the next time we're in New York, we're going to call your mommy and see if we can meet you, because that would be a lot of fun. And until then, we hope you keep listening to Kitty Wink Crew and stay a crew member with us. Can you do that?
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Cam, and listeners, for tuning in to episode number 14. We cannot wait to be with you again on another episode. Bye.
Bye, Cam.
Bye.
That was so fun to be with all of you and have a conversation with our Kitty Wink guest, Cam. If you would like to be a Kitty Wink guest, please reach out. We'd love to have you. Email us at contactkittywink@gmail.com and check out our Instagram page at Kitty Wink Crew.
Yes, we would love to also have artwork from our Kitty Winks to share. Can you draw the Note family and maybe the band playing music? Please send it our way, and we might just feature your artwork on our page.
Thanks for letting us share what we love, stories. Please come back next week for a new podcast story adventure. We want to grow our community, so please show us some love by liking, subscribing, and reviewing.
And always remember to love yourself, others, and spread that love everywhere. Or as Ozzy would say, lead with your three hearts. Goodbye.
Bye.
Go Kitty Wink! Yay!
Stories written and read by Juliana Bria and Lindsay Farley. Original theme by Miriam Mayer. Artwork by Amy Nicholson and Maggie Porter. Find us wherever you get your podcasts. This has been a Kitty Wink Crew production.